Although the term genetic counseling was coined in 1947 by the PhD geneticist Sheldon Reed, it was not until the 1970s that genetic counseling would be born as an independent field of study. Political factors such as the women's liberties movement, the civil rights movement, and the legalization of abortion in 1973 were changing the social structure of the United States. At the same time, advances in medicine and genetics were fast developing. Trisomy 21 would be discovered as the cause of Down syndrome, and amniocentesis would be used as a karyotyping method in 1966. At the same time, patient autonomy and respect would be established as ethical principles in reaction to World War II, eugenics, and Tuskegee. All combined, this political, social, medical, and ethical climate provided the proper environment for the inception of genetic counseling. Melissa Richter, who was a visionary professor of biology at Sarah Lawrence College in Bronxville, New York, saw a gap between the quickly evolving knowledge in genetics and the availability of health professionals to pass this information on to patients. Attempting to bridge this gap, the first genetic counseling program graduated its first class in 1971. The reason why history is important in this context is because it allows us to understand the background that has shaped the definitions as well as the goals of this field of study over the last 45 years.